You're listening to SBS News.
Yasser Haragli was at death's door after a major car accident in 1999. He went into cardiac arrest three times and says he wouldn't be alive today if not for the voluntary blood donations from strangers. 7 litres was needed to help him recover. He says the experience changed him and made him a blood donor for life.
Big accident, but I ended up in a coma for 6 weeks. I died three times and I ended up being given 14 units of blood at the time. And I always wanted to give back at least what I got. And it's just when you do this and you see the positives that come out of it, and when you donate blood in particular, you get a text message when it goes to someone, and it just makes you feel good that you're doing something for the community. And and it's something that I can do, and it doesn't cost me anything except for a bit of time.
He participated in the world record attempt for the largest blood donation drive in a single day. It was his 38th blood donation in the last 23 years. Giving blood next to him was his 18-year-old son Ismail. Mr. Haragli says he couldn't be prouder.
Very proud. He's been wanting to do it since he was 15, and he had to wait till he was 18. And literally on his 18th birthday, he did it 4 days later, and this is his second donation.
At the same time, in 19 other countries, people rolled up their sleeves to give blood. It's the first time a global blood donation record has been attempted at this scale. 50,000 donations around the world over a 24-hour period. That number of donations could help 150,000 people in need of blood products. Salih Adil Ali is from the Australian branch of the British Muslim charity Who Is Hussein that came up with the idea to help restore blood donations to pre-pandemic levels.
The inspiration also comes with just doing acts of kindness and getting the community together and together putting smiles on people's faces, and when everyone will receive their message about where their blood went and how many lives they've saved, it is very exciting, and hopefully that's motivating enough for them to continue to do it further.
Globally, COVID-19 and a severe flu season have disrupted the collection of blood for medical procedures. In January, the American Red Cross declared a critical blood supply shortage, with a 10% overall decline in blood donations since March 2020. In Australia, there were also declines in blood stocks, with the level dropping in May close to the lowest point since the start of the pandemic. The Australian Red Cross Life Blood Service says every week at least 30,000 blood donors are cancelling or rescheduling their appointments. Spokesman Ronnie Maroon says it's been an enormous logistical effort to conduct the mass blood drives in Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide.
Blood donation is so important because 1 in 3 of us will need blood in our lifetime, yet only 1 in 30 people are currently donating blood. And there's a requirement for us to achieve at least 33,000 donations each and every week. So with instances like today, helping us inspire the Australian community to get behind a worthy cause is a fantastic initiative.
He says the barriers to blood donation include confusion about eligibility.
A lot of the concerns generally are based around eligibility for blood donation. People feel as though they may not be eligible to give blood because of a recent tattoo or a piercing, where in actual fact people are actually eligible to give blood.
For Miss Adil Ali, it's her first time donating blood. After 8 minutes, the task was done. She says correcting some cultural misconceptions preventing migrants from donating blood could help.
There are some basically cultural misconceptions that may deter people away from donating blood, but I think we've come a long way, and especially with the blood donation drive that we had, there was so much excitement and no hesitation from the donors that we had. In Islamic religion, there's a quote in the Quran that says, "If you save one life, it's as if you've saved all of humanity." And we go by that, and we're inspired to continuously do acts of kindness and hopefully break those myths and bust those misconceptions.
A final result on the global record attempt is expected to be known in a couple of weeks. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.